Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC's newest store in Columbia City is now open on the corner of Rainier and Edmonds. Directions and more can be found at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Hey, Nance, let's talk about A Goose in a Dress, Tanya Gold's hilarious send-up of ultra-high-end New York restaurants in this month's edition of Harper's Magazine.
I definitely thought it was entertaining, but did I think it was way over the top?
Well, how over the top is paying all these thousands of dollars for a dinner of one tiny little scallop with a half gram of mushroom mist or whatever it is? Come on, get real.
The funny part about it, of course, is that she reviewed 4 New York restaurants, 3 in Manhattan, 1 in Brooklyn, and I've been to the 3 restaurants in Manhattan that she reviewed. Now, were they hugely expensive? They were. I, by the way, was eating there on my own dime, not on some newspaper or magazine's dime, and I really liked them a lot. So these restaurants are Per Se, 11 Madison Park, and Masa, which was for the longest time considered the top Japanese restaurant in the United States.
Gold says, named for chef Masayoshi Takayama, who she calls the Kaiser Soze of squid. Now, when you say hugely expensive, how huge was it, Nancy?
Well, way back then, it was $500 a person.
It's way more than that now. In the article, she says over $1,700.
But what I want to talk about is what is worth it is different for every person. Stein, I want you to think about something, and that's like, what is it that you like to do that you don't care how much money it costs because you just love it?
There's absolutely nothing that I like to do that I don't care how much money it costs. Here's what I will say about this. I know where you're going with this. Can we determine the monetary worth of one of these dinners? It's simply what a willing diner will pay to a willing restaurateur. Can we determine the gastronomic worth of the food? No, that's a little trickier, but it sure ain't up there in 4 and 5 figures for a dinner. Come on, get real.
Okay, well, I will admit that that's excessive and expensive.
Yeah. Whatever those people are doing there, it's not about the food.
I don't think you can just say that, Stein. Really, I don't. So let's talk a little bit about some of the restaurants in the Seattle area that people consider really expensive.
Okay, like what?
Places like the Herb Farm in Woodinville with a 9-course themed dinner, like Canlis, where they have a 3, 4, or 7-course tasting menu. These are with paired wines, like Altura on Capitol Hill, where I love to eat. They have a 3-course tasting for $73, paired with wines for another $51, or a major tasting for $137 per person with another practically $100 for paired wines, like Cafe Juanita, which has a wonderful tasting menu at $135 for 8 or 10 courses, and then maybe another $65 to $85 for wines, for paired wines.
Okay, fine. Point taken. And even though I think for most of us that's a very special night out, at least it is still value for your dollar. But they are not in the same planet as these places in the articles where your check might come to $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $10,000.
You know, where it becomes that much money is depends on how much wine you're pouring and what kind of wine you're drinking. Why did it cost $70? Because somebody bought a $500 bottle of wine or a $2,000 bottle of wine. That's why.
Yeah, well, the restroom gets it for free an hour later.
Stein.
The article Nancy and I have been bickering about is A Goose in a Dress by Tanya Gold in this month's edition of Harper's Magazine. With KPLU food talker Nancy.
Champagne tastes.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Thunderbird Budget.
Stein.